Berkshire Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. There are all sorts of handy finance apps that help you do things like pay the mortgage and manage your money. But what happens when you give them direct access to your bank account?
The issue that has emerged as these have grown more popular is that there are not really a lot of parameters around the information they can take.
That's Wall Street Journal investing reporter Justin Baer. He'll discuss a new service that'll let customers decide just how much financial data they want to share. That's next. Lots of us use apps that link to our bank or brokerage account to pay bills or prepare tax returns or plan for retirement. But those apps also are grabbing lots of personal financial data along the way, and some banks are growing concerned about that. Well, a new service called Akoya is being fast-tracked that'll put customers in charge of their data. Wall Street Journal investing reporter Justin Baer is here with details. So, Justin, Fidelity Investments is the brains behind Akoya. What are they doing with the service?
Sure. This is a platform that basically sits between the financial institutions, the banks and brokers that you might have accounts with, and the various applications, so the online apps that, as you said, might help you plan your taxes, plan retirement, create a budget. And historically, those apps are populated by the data that you store inside of your various accounts. And so at some point in that process, when you sign up for those apps, they ask you essentially permission to go to your financial institution and take that data. The issue that has emerged as these have grown more popular is that there are not really a lot of parameters around the information they can take. And if you were to stop using that app, the flow of that data doesn't necessarily stop when you delete that app on your phone.
So like if you use TurboTax and you wanted to populate your tax return, you say, go to my Wells Fargo, my Bank of New York account, and grab all the relevant data and bring it in.
And one way to look at it is that you're giving a lot of those apps your login credentials, and they're essentially pretending that they're you in signing on to your bank to take that information. So what this service does is essentially sit in between those two parties and allow the when you get that request from that app to say, hey, we'd like to grab this information, you don't have to give them your login information. It basically sits in a box and you sign in into that account and you direct that account and give explicit permission to give the app, whatever it is, a certain kind of information.
And so that is screen scraping?
Yeah. So that's essentially giving your login information to an app. They sign in and they kind of take whatever they want, even if it necessarily goes beyond the scope of what you want them to have.
So if this all comes to fruition, will customers be able to pick and choose what data the app is able to find?
Yes. So you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to specify which accounts, if you have multiple accounts within each institution. And then after you've established that link, you're able to go back to that. And it's basically going to be housed on the website of whatever bank or financial institution you have an account. And so you'll also be able to say, you know what, I no longer use that app, or I don't like it, or I found another one. I want you to shut off access starting now.
And the banks were a little uneasy with this being held by Fidelity before it was to be spun off. And does that spinning off fast-track this to possible fruition?
That's certainly Akoya's hope, right? I think they wanted to eliminate what some might perceive as a barrier to having people sign up, meaning, well, wait a second, Fidelity is in its own right this giant financial services company. I, Bank A or Broker B, compete with them in a million different ways. Why do I want them in this sort of central hub of data? And so I think that a spinoff became one way to eliminate that as a potential reason why you wouldn't participate. And the other way is essentially to in the hopes of getting what are essentially the biggest banks in the U.S. on board faster, meaning if they have some skin in the game, if they're investors in this thing, are they more likely to sign up as customers?
And what's the cash flow? How does the company behind Akoya make money?
Sure. So, I mean, their customers are the financial institutions. So they would pay a fee or a subscription, I guess, in order to participate in this. And then, you know, the consumer, the account holder won't see Akoya, won't know their necessarily of their existence. This, whatever they do, will be an extension of their relationship with their financial institution.
So they might just see the branding of Chase, Wells Fargo, what have you.
Yes. So there'll be a prompt that jumps up and says, "Hey, you're getting this request. We're getting this request for data. Sign in, and let's decide what you want to share with them."
So is it a done deal? Is it a foregone conclusion? The banks will sign up for this?
I don't think so at all. I think. You know, we'll see, you know, how many of the investors, I mean, they probably have a pretty good, I would imagine they have a good chance of getting most of their investors to sign on and sign on relatively quickly. But it's not set in stone. And many of those institutions, including the many that didn't, you know, may have their own ideas about how they want to do this. You know, there are those firms that could say, well, I'm happy with having control of it myself, or you know, my understanding is that there are a number of other sort of early stage startups that are kind of pursuing the same idea. So I think, you know, in talking to people who watch the space, I think there's certainly an advantage to being out there first and have these investors lined up. But it hasn't happened yet, right? So we'll have to wait and see.
Okay, that's Wall Street Journal investing reporter Justin Baer with us. Justin, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.